T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap, and if I may quote Montel Jordan,
yes, sir.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
For Tuesday, June 9th, 2020.
When you start out with coronavirus, bald men could be at a higher risk of severe symptoms. Just when you thought it was safe to use Rogaine.
Yeah. Do you ever watch, have you watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, sure. Yeah, with Larry David.
Yeah, Larry David, the co-creative of Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
One of his best running jokes is that he's you know, you wave to bald people. You know, because it's
like a solidarity type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like how Jeep people wave to people.
Right. And motorcycle people wave to motorcycle people.
Yeah. So his whole thing is you wave, he's the bald.
All right.
This is on a serious note here. What they've found with the COVID-19 is that bald men could actually have higher risk of developing severe COVID-19 symptoms.
You know what's interesting about that is we're learning so much about it. We're only 6 months over, a little more than 6 months into this whole thing. And science was baffled by it. We're still learning how it's presenting itself.
Yeah.
And who knew that a university study in Spain, right?
Yeah.
Found that men with male pattern baldness were going to the hospital more than other people that came down with it.
Well, it is interesting how you can tell. I would imagine like Excel spreadsheets are everywhere, so they're kind of collating to see and that. And you know, like you said, there's just so much new information. I mean, that's one of the things we keep forgetting when we're comparing it to other things. Why we haven't got this fixed is we've had the flu for thousands of years.
Yeah, right. We've been working on it.
Look how long it took for the polio vaccine or the measles vaccine. So yeah, we are working on it. And these are one of the things that they're finding out is that they found out of the 41 patients that it examined, 71% of them had male pattern baldness, and they had a higher percentage than those. Than the background rate of baldness in men and other similar ages.
That's something.
So it does kind of point out that it is attacking, and it also seems to be attacking men more than women. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and they need more research, but this goes into the big pile of research about this thing is weird. It gives some middle-aged men strokes.
Yeah,
it presents itself in children in really strange ways. So.
It's like watching your second cousin on Facebook. How they're just really strange, you know. Can't figure them out. Over a quarter of young adults are unaware that drinking while pregnant is bad.
You know, this kind of surprised me. They surveyed 2,000 young adults, ages 18 to 25, which is certainly young adults, and about a quarter of them didn't know you not to drink while you're pregnant.
I chalked it up to it's just common knowledge that we as older people know this. Mm-hmm. And especially I've been watching a lot of Mad Men reruns on my stay-at-home notice.
Yeah.
And you know, you're watching them smoke and drink while they're pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, and you forget that it's common knowledge for us, but perhaps it's not for younger people where smoking isn't really out there as much and drinking isn't as prevalent as it once was.
It kind of says to me that there's not enough prenatal medical care, because that's the first thing a doctor's going to tell you.
Right.
Ask you, do you smoke? Please stop and don't drink alcohol.
Yeah. Of all this, over a quarter of the people had no idea that doctors advise you to not drink if you become pregnant. 17% correctly identified alcohol exposure in utero as causing more long-term harm than other substances to your baby, such as smoking and even heroin.
Isn't that something?
Wow. Yeah.
And there's a thing called fetal alcohol spectrum disorder,
mm.
a lifelong condition. It affects the brain and can be caused by exposure to alcohol in the womb, and that's something I don't know, grandparents and moms, we need to pass this information down to the kids.
You know? It really
is important.
We really do. Kids will be missing one thing when they head back to school. They'll be missing all the fun time they've had with mom and dad in the great outdoors.
And what's the first thing they do? The first two things that they defund when there's a money problem is music and physical education.
Yeah, it's really sad because, you know, we're so accustomed to getting testing that, you know, kids need...
Everything's all about the testing, right?
I mean, I can tell you, having kids, you need for them to go burn some energy or they're not going to learn. And this really kind of points out that kids want to go outside and be kids. This was a poll by a group of environmental and mental health organizations, and they found that 43% of kids said that they aren't looking forward to being cooped up in their classroom all day when they return to school.
Yeah, they've gotten used to what they call vitamin N, which is nature. And I think it's interesting, 80% of the parents say they think that when the kids are outside with other kids, it lifts their spirits and they can see a benefit from it. Well, that's the way we kind of grew up. I would just be gone all day long and mom would ring a bell to bring me back in to feed us. You know?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting how during all of this stay at home and lockdown, how we've slowed life down just a tad and we've realized we really are missing a lot of things like long walks, like time with our children. Yeah,
bike rides with the family. About 25% of the kids said one of the best things about the lockdown was going on those bike rides. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's horrible as things are. It's kind of the silver lining is maybe we are taking life a little too fast and we should be enjoying the real important things in life, which is our family.
Yeah, that's what I try to do after each show is I take a walk in nature. We live in a beautiful wooded area, and I got to get that vitamin N. It changes. I can think better if I'm in a bad mood. It changes. It's amazing. It really is.
My deepest, darkest secret. Mm-hmm. This is so self-serving.
Oh, I love this. Go.
is when we do our walks throughout the neighborhoods, we'll find all the houses that went up for sale. So then we'll go and look online and see what they are and look at the price and say, like, ours is better. We got a better deal.
Of course you do.
We got a better deal.
We got a better rate.
I told Scott, I said, heaven help me if I ever find out that there's a better house with a lower price.
Yeah, really.
Going to go crazy.
Man, I'm going to go write something in the lawn.
Hey, congratulations to the class of 2020. What a weird year for you guys. And I do apologize collectively as empathetic. And it does suck that you can't have graduation like we did. Where
there's no senior skip day. Mm-hmm. There's no project.
No
senior
prank.
Projects. You know, you can't even walk across the stage to get your diploma. Although I do like the way Gainesville's done it. At least they've tried to make lemonade out of lemons where at the Gainesville Raceway yesterday, today, and tomorrow, they're having drive-by graduations where kids in their cars can actually drive by and get the diploma, and the parents can sit in the stands and watch it.
So, and they're doing something similar in Marion County, but they're not graduating until next week. So I think that was pretty cool. But here's the thing that I've noticed as I've walked through the neighborhood and then I'm comparing my house with other people's homes, is that there are a lot of yard signs to say congratulations to the class of 2020, which is great. Because then it's kind of like if I see them, I'm like, I give them a thumbs up or a high five or clap.
Yeah.
But the problem is that identity thieves are out there looking for this data. And here's what it is. It's your child's name.
Yeah. If you put your child's name on there, they've got your child's name and they know your address because that's where the sign is.
Yeah. That's two vital pieces of information that will steal identity so they can go off and use your child's name to get credit cards, get loans, even commit tax fraud, which can be problems and take years for your kids to clear up.
You know, it seems like every couple of mornings we'll come up with a story about hackers and stuff. It seems like versus the hackers, Chris.
Yeah.
We have to come up with this kryptonite to deactivate all these hackers that are out there. And that's all they do is try to figure out ways to get in.
Yeah, that is true. And it's sad to say that more than a million kids under the age of 18 becomes victims of identity fraud every year. And they're expecting that number to go up. Here are two things you can do, mom and dad. One of them is to, first of all, make sure your child's name isn't on there, maybe a nickname or something. That'll be kind of cool. But there's two things. One of them is, you know, how you monitor your credit through like a credit monitoring service.
Right.
You should be monitoring your child's Social Security number as well.
That's a great idea because if your kid's not going to be buying a car.
Right. And if they are buying a car, they're going to have some explaining to do.
Yeah,
they ain't got a, you know, $7 an hour job.
You got some splaining to do.
And then also what you can do, which is probably even better, is you can contact each of the credit bureau reporting agencies and lock your child's Social Security number down.
That's perfect. That way nobody can take out any kind of loans or do anything, any fraudulent stuff because that security number has been locked. That's a great idea right there. It doesn't cost anything either, right?
It doesn't cost anything. And as I mentioned on the air, I've worked at Sallie Mae with services student loans. And I will tell you, it takes years. We would have people call up all the time that somebody had fraudulently got a student loan with their credit card number. And you can just go back years and years and years of the frustration of trying to get this removed. So
yeah, that stuff will folly around for years. It's, mm-hmm. it's not like they can just push a button and make it go away.
No, and maybe it's a little bit easier, but still, it's a lot of hassle,
it's
a lot
a great
of paperwork.
Idea. It really is. What do you, you know? What do you got? What do you got to lose?
Let's see here. How about earning $1,000 the good old-fashioned way? Sit in your keister on the couch.
Hey, I am so qualified for this. Isn't that right, keister?
So there's a company out there that is. That is called Upgraded Points, and they are looking for somebody to go through a virtual tour traveler and basically report about it on social media. They will give you a list of places you can do a virtual travel tour of 10 places. You have about a month to post them up online, and you'll get $1,000.
Not bad.
It's your opinion, and you get to make some money. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and you're kind of sussing out your future vacation plans, too.
It could be that, too, as well. So if
and
you need
$1,000 will probably get you halfway there.
You need to make sure you apply for it by June 30th, and you're ready to go. Yeah, I looked at my airline points. I have enough for one of us to get halfway to our destination.
Close enough.
Somewhere over the Atlantic, we're bailing out.
Yeah. I'll get a car and come back and pick you up.
And then finally, I just think this is a very bizarre story.
This is so weird. It's the cursed film script. And this goes back to, 1982?
Yeah, it goes back 40 years.
Six of the lead actors who have asked to play the lead role in this movie, have all died.
Yeah, they all accepted Storm, and then they all died prematurely.
And this is over the last 40 years, Chris.
Yeah, so it's actually a story called The Incompatible Atook, which was a book that was turned into a satirical fish-out-of-water tale movie script about an Inuit's first trip from Alaska to visit New York.
Yeah, the Eskimos visit New York.
All right, sounds pretty cool here. Back in 1982, John Belushi was presented. He actually agreed to it. He was ready to go as the lead role as Atook. And unfortunately, of course, you know, back in 1982, John overdosed from drugs and he was dead at the age of 33. Right after that, 4 years later, comedian Sam Kinison had signed on for the lead role. All seemed well. Things were going well. But I guess John or Sam had some issues with the script and wanted things rewritten. So they put the production on hold.
So and, 4 years later, they finally get a script he likes and he's going to start production.
Right.
And then what happens?
He
does. He's killed by a drunk driver.
Yeah, 1992, he's killed. Right after that.
So who do we ask now?
We head off to John Candy.
Oh, man.
John Candy was interested in the role. He was so thrilled about, in fact, was studying the script. He reportedly asked his close friend, Michael McDonald.
O'Donohue. He was one of the writers on Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Thank you. To be a part of the cast. Come to find out, we know that John Candy died soon afterwards at the age of 43. His friend Michael had died of a cerebral hemorrhage back in November of that same year. He was only 54.
Okay, now it's 1997. Who are we going to give the script to?
33-year-old Chris Farley was approached to star as Atook. He liked it. He also got his buddy Phil Hartman on board to play it. And, of course, we know what happened to Chris Farley. He died of a drug overdose.
Right.
And Phil Hartman was killed tragically by his wife.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And she shot him while he was sleeping. Yeah.
So six people who had agreed to be the lead, or at least in this movie, died. So I don't think this one's being made anytime soon.
But what if can they make a movie of the making of the movie where all these people die? I mean, that would be a heck of a script right there.
Yeah, you know what?
Wants to be involved with it?
Yeah, really. I can imagine an agent. I got a great role for you, Storm.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wow. So there's our show for today. What is today?
It's Tuesday, June the 9th.
That's it. And, of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
See you tomorrow on a Wet Nose Wednesday. Remember, the sun is always shining.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.